835 720 WGN. Steve Burness, CEO and president of the Better Business Bureau, joins us in studio. Happy New Year!
The years go by so fast.
Oh, they do. I love when you're in studio.
I love being here. I love the view. Better view than
I
mine.
Know. Me or the outside?
The outside.
Okay.
Of course.
Thanks, Steve.
You.
I would hope so. You always, I'm so happy you waited till today to break this story, the
sure.
top scams of 2018. But, and you're always so popular when you are on the show. People are calling and you're still okay with taking calls and some texts.
I love taking calls. Love helping people. That's what I've been doing for 31 years.
31 years you've been with the BBB?
31 years. I started when I was two, so
exactly,
I was on
yeah.
the program, so I'm
I know.
33.
So I started here, it'll be 21 years this
wow.
year. Can
How
you believe that?
By. When you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life.
I know. You know? Did you always know you would stay with the BBB?
I didn't know I was
for your whole
at
career?
The beginning. I wanted to leave the job for money, you know, like everybody else, but then I fell in love with helping people, and that's yeah. my calling in life, and I can't get enough of it. I do 14-hour days and two-hour commute each yeah. day, 16 hours I'm out of the house, so.
I know. I'll text you, and yeah. it'll be midnight and you'll be working on a press release.
I'm a workaholic, but I just love helping people, and there's no better satisfaction than helping somebody that can't help themselves, and I think that's where we get into play is, and I have so many big frustrations, but I mean the times we can help people, because a lot of times we can help people when they do something really, really stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can't get their money back, but most times we can help and warn people ahead of time, and that's why I'm here today, because we broke this, you know, top 10 scams of 2018 is to try to prevent this. The only way to put scams out of business and bad business is not giving your business, really.
Right, and you don't know until you ask.
Exactly.
And you should never, yeah. what I've learned from you over the years, Steve, is you should never feel stupid. Right. I've called yeah. you numerous times.
Numerous
I called
times.
You with the IRS scam. My mom, you helped my mom not get taken right. by a locksmith.
Exactly.
I mean, these are all true stories.
It happens to everybody, no matter what walk of life.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Attorneys, I've helped policemen, and judges. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
A con operator or a bad person is good at it.
Right.
They do this for a living, and they can and do this to anybody. Really, really can. They're so good.
And don't ever feel silly or bad for asking, because, no. you know, if you want to save yourself some money and keep your money,
right. keep your
ask.
Money. That's it.
When in doubt, ask.
Yeah.
You know,
before you buy or hire, you got to
BBB it. There you go. There you go. The top scams of 2018. Should we go from 10 to 1?
Let's go to 10 to 1. Let's go. Suspense.
Number 10. I sound like, you know, one of those canned Orion plugs. Number 10.
The envelope, please.
We're in award season.
There you go.
Although these are like the dubious awards. These are like the Razzies.
Dubious awards.
The Razzies. Okay, number 10.
Advanced fee loans scams are still popular, and people, it's amazing, because people that, online are looking for money or look for a loan, and the scammers find out who you are or who's behind their loans, and they send you this email saying they guarantee a loan. No questions asked, no signature required, just send us money, application fee, whatever they call it, and before you know it, that's all they want is the application fee, and then they're gone. There's no loan.
Okay, so is this for any kind of a loan, like
any
a car
kind of
loan?
Mostly personal loans.
Personal loans,
yeah.
Okay.
Are you in debt? You know, you see those ads that pop up on your screen.
Okay.
Are you in debt? Do you need money? No signature required. Bad credit, no credit. We can help you. And basically, they just provide no loans. They just provide you a way to get to them, and they want your application fee or other some type of fee or your credit card information. That's all they want.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's called the advance fee loan. All right, number 9.
Number 9 is phishing. It dropped a little bit this year, but it's still a big problem. Phishing is basically when you get a really emails that are spoofed. What I mean by that is you think it's coming from your bank, and it's not. It's coming from a third party who's trying to mimic that they are your bank or something like that. A lot of the breaches that happen today are a result of phishing.
Mm-hmm.
When an employee opens up an email unexpectedly, thinking it's from their boss, thinking it's from somebody they know, and it actually ends up putting malware and spam on their computer. So be very careful. If you ever get an attachment from somebody, I would rather you not open it
mm-hmm.
and call that person on the landline or cell phone
right.
and ask them, did you email me something? Because they can hack into your accounts, as you know, on Facebook and all those, and they can send an email to all your friends saying, click here right now, and you think it's you, and it's not. It's somebody that's scamming and trying to mimic you. So again, don't open any attachments unless you know it's who it's coming from, and it can be a big problem. You see in the northern suburbs last year when the administrative assistant gave out the W-2 forms of every employee of the city, including
yeah.
the police, fire, and the mayor,
right?
Because she thought it was coming from her boss saying, please fax me the W-2 forms, I need them now.
Yeah,
she's thinking it was her boss, and she was gonna get, you know, if she didn't do it, she'd get fired. So she went into Xerox machine, Xerox all the W-2 forms, and faxed it to this individual who just wanted information to steal the identity of all those people. So the mayor, the
sure.
police chief,
I remember that story.
Yeah,
whereas one phone call could have just said, hey, did you send this?
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
And it's because it'd be your boss. I mean, they got that CEO email where you get an email from your, allegedly your CEO.
Right.
Basically saying that do something now. We need wire money right now. And if you don't, we need it. Don't ask any questions, basically. And it happens all the time. The New York BBB got an email from me basically asking them to buy gift cards.
Oh, my gosh. Staff. Do they really?
Yeah. So, if they do it for the BBB, they're going to do it for anybody. It's called spear phishing, where they actually pick a person's name and they pick another person's name at the other end. So, it looks like they know each other.
How do they get into your contacts?
I don't know. It's just the wild, wild west. You know what I mean? The dark web. And they have all this information, you know, from other emails, and they just grab all this information, they put it together, and they build a profile on you. I mean, so if your identity theft is stolen today, you may not be taken advantage of until 5 years later, 3 years later. You don't know when it's going to happen. It can happen. They build profiles on you. So the more information that you give them, the more they know about you, that you know, your birthday, your mother's maiden name, and all this stuff.
It always freaks me out when I get a phone call from myself, or right. The number
is real close.
It's so close. You know, it's 312-222, you know, the exact numbers of my, that's my work cell. That's my work phone, by the way, but it's not my cell. So, but yeah, but how do they get your cell phone number? I mean, something so personal that I don't really think anybody gives
that
out
anymore. They don't know it's actually your cell phone. I mean, they just actually at random using computer programs to get your cell number, and then they can alter the caller ID to make it a similar number to your number you just answered. So that's, it's all computer generated. So they don't know per se it's you. They know it's a cell number. It's a block of numbers that are cell phones. So they send out these random computer generated things, and the caller ID is mimicking that phone number by one or two digits. So you think, hey, it's a coworker or it's somebody in my company.
Sure.
And you answer it. They just try to do anything to answer it. I guess people really don't understand that caller ID can be changed easily by a program on the internet.
Right.
I think it's like $30.
And you know, I pay, it's either 99 cents a month or $1.99, but I'm telling you, I think it's worth it just to have where it says potential spam on your phone. So that way it's not a number coming up all the time. You say, do I know this person? Do I not?
Right,
when it could be a legit call. But yeah, that way it says potential spam on there.
Yeah, potential spam, but these scammers, they change their numbers so rapidly, that doesn't really matter too much because they just keep getting new numbers all the time. So you can, if you mark a call as spam, it doesn't matter. They're going to change the number tomorrow anyway to a different number. It's all computer generated, so they're just using different numbers to randomly do it. Something's got to be done, obviously, to some type of regulation to prohibit companies from or individuals from changing phone numbers like that and deceiving people.
Mm-hmm.
But again, regulation takes a long time to catch up, and some of these are petty theft, and they're eyes, and there's multi-million dollar scams happening out there as well, but there's just so many problems. I guess consumers don't realize is that the caller could be changed. Nobody, if you ask anybody that, no, it's coming from the phone company, they can't change it. Well, they can.
Yeah, exactly.
$20, they can change
sure
it.
They can, you bet. 312-981-7200 is our phone number and our text line. We're talking to Steve Burness, the CEO and president of the Better Business Bureau. Here's from the 847, Steve. How do we get spoof calling or spam calling to stop, especially when you're on the Do Not Call registry? Great question.
People always ask that. I'm on a Do Not Call, everybody's calling me. They're spammers. They don't care.
Yeah,
they're calling from overseas, too, so they don't have to file the regulations of the Federal Trade Commission. Really, there's nothing you can do except not putting your phone number down on anything. So many times people fill out those online, you know, winning a prize or in a mall. You see those things. Don't give anybody your phone number. But again, like I mentioned earlier, it's all computer random generated, too. So they're just calling. They know it's this block of numbers from X to X is selling, you know, or sell your numbers, so they're just going to keep calling you. So you really just don't answer them. If you don't know the person, don't answer. Go to voicemail. I never answer a phone call. And remember the time we were together at lunch that one time?
Oh, that was great.
You.
We were having lunch and I got a scam, and they wanted it was like air conditioning equipment or something. And I said, hold on 1 second. And I handed the phone to you, and you took the call, and they hung up on you.
They hung up on me. Well, I said it was a proper question, but I would never answer. I never answer a call on my phone unless I know the person. I wait until you call them right back. I mean, it's easier that we screen it.
But some leave voicemails. Now, some of the spam callers will leave. Yeah. Is that a recorded voicemail?
Some are, some not. Some are actually, you know, the IRS call, you've been going to jail. Those types of calls are actually people, but some are generated by computers that actually sound like people.
Yeah.
So sometimes you're talking to an artificial, you know, a voice where you think it's computer generated. You can't tell sometimes.
Right.
You know, hello, and they'll say, hello, how are you today? And then they'll respond to your request. It's all computerized. So
I don't even know what to say anymore, because if, you know, if it is, say you are calling me and maybe you're going through the Hubbard cave and you hit and I say hello, you know, a couple of times,
right.
Are you not supposed to say hello when you answer anymore?
Because sometimes supposed to say yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're not supposed to say yes.
Steve,
can you hear me? Yes.
Yes. It's best not to answer any phones you don't recognize at all. If somebody's going to call you, if it's an emergency or something, they can call you right back and or text you. You know that information. But those, I get called. My phone. I had my phone since the bag phones back in the. I think 91.
I had a bag phone too. I had a bag phone in 94.
92, 90 something like right around there. So my number's been on every call list there ever can be. And actually, my number is registered, to the organization. But now they can, get information about your number from. I got an app on my phone. I'm not going to mention the name, but I can put your phone number and get your home address, even if it's a corporate. I don't know how they do it.
Really?
Yeah, it's just amazing. I put my phone number in, and it gets my home address, and my home address is not tied into my organization at all. It's pretty scary that what's out there on the internet now, and so you can't prevent it. You can't. I didn't put my name anywhere associated myself with the IP address.
No.
They just figured it out, and they put all this together into a profile. They're building profiles on people.
Now that leads me to this question. Okay, so recently, I went on White Pages a long time ago and sent an email and said I don't want my information on there, and it's not. But I had a friend who just went on, and she did the same thing, and her information is on there, not only on there, but on, is it Spokio?
There's so many.
Spokio, yeah, that's Spokio. Another one. Yeah. And you have to go through hoops to get your name removed from this list. But the part of removing your name from the list that troubled me was when they said, okay, give us your cell phone number and we're going to text you a code, which would be legit, I guess, if it's your credit card company. But right. I just didn't trust, having her put her phone number in.
Right, exactly.
And then we'll text you the code, and then you need to go online and email us the code. So yeah, don't trust those, or how do you get your name off of them?
You know, it's really hard to do. I mean, because once they put a number on somewhere, it goes to multiple sites. It doesn't just stay at one site.
Yeah.
They share all this information, and that's why sometimes when you open a phone and all of a sudden all these other organizations have your phone number associated with it. It's a commodity. Your numbers are bought and sold each and every day. If it's a valid number, it's worth more to the scammer. So if you fall for a scam, you'll see once you fall for one, that they'll keep calling you because they know you're a sucker. It's called a sucker list.
Right.
It's a commodity. Your phone number is worth more. So, yeah, I've been doing this for 31 years. I don't know of any foolproof way of ridding your phone from anything. And as people said, they sign up for the do not call registry. These scammers don't care.
Right.
They're not following the law. They're overseas. Most of them, and if they are here, they're hidden behind multiple phone banks. You can't find them. You know?
The 217 says, my cell number has been on the national do not call registry for 7 years. You can make a complaint either by phone or online. You can also make the text spam.
Right. You can, but they just keep changing their numbers. I mean, really, just constantly. You have people that have been inundated with hundreds of calls, and it's just amazing, especially the IRS one that we'll get into in a little bit. It just continues. There's no relief in sight. There has to be some type of regulation very soon, and I don't know what it's going to be to take, but it's just getting out of hand.
Steve, we're talking with you about the top 10 scams of 2018. Some, unfortunately, will continue and are still going on in 2019. I have a question for you. We've only done two so far. I'm going to ask you to stay for... You're not planning on going home soon anytime. Okay, good.
The sun's going to be out. I like to see the sunrise. So might as well stay.
We're on till 10, so you're going to stay with us for a little while. So number 10 was advanced fee loan. Number 9 was phishing. Okay, so the past couple of days, I have been going online, and I do all of my prep and reading and news stories all online. You know, whether it's ABC, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, whatever news source, AP, Reuters, I will do all of it online. And what I've been seeing lately, and I saw three different instances on Sunday, because I was trying to go back and watch the Bears kick. I wanted to torture myself, but I wanted to watch the Bears kick and what everybody was saying about it. And now, if I go to a website that's not local, if it's more of a national website, it'll pop up this little disclaimer and say, click here. We're going to go into your cookies. You need to accept these terms if you want to continue reading that news story. So at first I was saying no, but then I really wanted to read the news story, so I hit yes. Should I not have?
I do that too. You have to hit the yes to do it, but it's clear your cookies when you're done. And that's probably the best thing to do after you're done. Each phone's different, every computer's different, so I'm not a technical savvy person, so I can't tell you how to do it for everything, but
you can clear your cookies. So you can look at something and then clear it after you go to the website.
Yeah, because most people won't let you read a story. I've done that too, where it gets frustrating, where you don't accept the cookies. They say for your user experience, we need to to allow you to accept our cookies. And some sites will, if you say no, they'll still allow you to do it. Mm-hmm. Some sites won't. Every site's different. But safest bet, especially with your PCs, is to have that program in there where it clears your cookies every time you exit your browser.
Yeah.
So then you don't have to worry about next time. Because people always freak out when they look at a TV set. If you don't want to buy something, the next day later, the TV set's back up on their screen.
Oh, yeah. Even if you purchased it.
Right, exactly.
It's on your Facebook. It's on your Instagram feed.
It's everywhere.
I hate that.
It follows you around.
And
it's
I want to say, if you're so smart, you'd know I bought the TV.
Right.
You know, or I bought
smart.
The socks.
Not that smart.
Exactly, right? Yeah. All right, top 10 scams of 2018. Let's go to number 8.
Yeah, number 8 is counterfeit products, often tied with scam websites. You know, basically consumers are said cheap counterfeit items worth a fraction of the real items, and it happens so often. A lot of them are from China. You don't know where you're buying from. You looked at these great products, and we're actually investigating a company now where it looks like around 34 different companies, websites that I have, and they keep opening and closing it, and they're not sending products, they're sending inferior products, and it's multi-million dollars are being thing.
Wow.
Because all these people are falling for low prices. And, and they expect a product coming from the U.S. and it's not. It comes in it's counterfeit. You don't even know. Around the holidays, a big problem with counterfeit products. And every year, like Prada purses,
they
even put it on their website. You know, this is the official site. Anything else is not ours. There's so many counterfeits out there. So people still believe because on the internet, it's got to be true and it's verified, authentic. It's not.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, you know, they don't realize on Google search returns, like the first 2, 3, 4 can be an advertisement.
Yeah.
I can quickly put up an ad in 5 minutes on Google for $20. Saying I have Prada purses, and then that person, next person clicks on it, and all of a sudden they're on my site, and I just took that information from them. So you really have to know the advertiser and the medium you're going on to and trust them, and never follow links. I've mentioned on your show many times is that the links are probably the worst thing to do. When someone emails you or you get a notice from somebody, click here. If you're going to a site, go to the site directly yourself. Key it in yourself, the information.
Right. Don't click an email that you sent. Even if you send it to me.
Even Facebook. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Facebook is another one.
Facebook is one of the worst
ones. And you know what I've noticed, too? And we'll get into this, too. Read the reviews, too. Maybe. You know, a friend of mine told me that she reads the reviews on everything from socks up to TV sets, which is really true. Especially on these ads that you see with Facebook, Instagram, because I am a huge consumer. I will immediately say, oh, I love the jacket with the little tiger on it. Now click on it. And then I'll read the reviews and they'll say, don't buy here. I ordered, from this company 6 months ago and never got the product.
Right,
so read the reviews, too.
Read reviews. It's so important. The Better Business Bureau does reviews now because so many consumers have asked us for that information. So we do customer reviews as well.
Yeah.
But again, you got to make sure they're not fake reviews either.
Right.
Because a lot of competitors will file reviews on their competitors, and it happens all the time. And the big websites say they have those algorithms in place to prevent it. I can assure you they don't. I mean, they do, but it doesn't eradicate all of them. I mean, there's no guarantee it's not a fake review. So you just got to take it for granted. You got to do your research on multiple sites, not just one. You know, we say go to the Better Business Bureau. So we're not the only source out there. Another way is putting the company's name, put the word scam next to it.
There you go,
And it tells you, then you can see all the other websites out there might have information in there. But we ask consumers to come to the Better Business Bureau, do customer reviews for positive too, because not only negative, because the BB is sometimes known as a complaint agency only, but really an educational agency, an organization that we refer consumers to good businesses. So we want those customer reviews so other consumers can read them and see them and help those good businesses. Because there's a lot of good business out there. I know I'm always negative here.
No, but you know what I hear all the time. I mean, ads on our station, billboards, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, A-minus, an A rating from the Better Business Bureau is huge.
It is. But we vet the companies. We review the companies so we can feel safe in doing business with them. So we review the companies so you don't have to, in essence. We'll take care of it and look at it. And that's how we started, literally 106 years ago doing this. We're the ones that first started rating companies back then. We set up, our history is great. I love telling the story very brief. We started 4 years after the FBI and 2 years before the Federal Trade Commission started in business, because businesses wanted to self-regulate themselves and knew they can correct practices without government intervention. They wanted to take care of their own. And that's what started the Visions Committee, which turned into the Better Business Bureau movement, because government wasn't set up to either protect consumers or businesses. And so the self-regulation really was formed out of the Better Business Bureau movement. And it's really unique to the world. I mean, other countries look at us, like Australia recently was looking at us, and they said that we can really use a Better Business Bureau down here. The owner of PermaSeal was down in Australia recently, and Roy, and he was talking to a business owner. He says, we spend all of our time in court with consumers or competitors. And he goes, "Why don't you?" Roy says, "Why don't you use the Better Business Bureau?" And he says, "Well, what's a Better Business Bureau?"
Oh
so,
my gosh!
So the movement is really self-regulatory, is really through the U.S. and we're trying to move it all across the global lines. We're in Canada, and we just opened up in Mexico City, so hopefully we'll be across the pond soon thereafter. Hopefully.
Absolutely, it truly is with the best consumer protection agency. We're talking to Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. The top scams of 2018, which we will continue after this on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. It's Andrea and Arliss with you here until 10 o'clock, and then Patty Vasquez will be on the air with you. We're talking to Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau about the top scams of 2018. We're going to take a little break after the news, and we're going to check in with Michelle Boone from Navy Pier. She's going to tell us about the Beach Chicago, which is only here for 2 weeks. So we wanted to make sure we talk to Michelle about the beach. If you are suffering from the winter blues or the winter doldrums, let me tell you this. It's going to be 24 degrees for a high tomorrow. So you are definitely going to want to listen to Michelle on this phenomenal art installation that's going in immediately at Navy Pier. That'll be in just a couple of days, and it's only going to be through February. So we're going to talk to Michelle and then continue our conversation with Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau, because you are getting texted and phone called like crazy.
I'm getting my own too.
You're getting robocalled as well. Let's take two quick calls here before we get to Don and the news. Let's go to George. Hi, George.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you have a question? We're doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Just left the gym. I was listening to your conversation about phone scams, about
yes.
numbers. And I've got an interesting quick story. Out of high school, I kind of got conned into this stupid scam job. When they said it was filing entry-level BS, well, I ended up being the guy that inputs all of the information that people would write down on cards in the mall, where you win this car and you stick the card in the box, you know, to win the car, you got to put all your information.
Right.
But that car obviously doesn't go anywhere. All that information, I had to log all that in and submit it and send it to companies, send it away, like companies to buy all that information. So at one particular time, about 20,000 different IPs logged in for received the information, I had to send it out. And I did a kind of a search on these IPs, and I found that about 16,000 out of the 20,000 were all from India. And this was one weekend. And this happened with this batch of numbers. It was about 4,000 batches of information. It went out between 13 and 15 times to 20,000 different IPs each time.
Wow.
And that's one mall at one time for one giveaway. So imagine what's happening, you know, at all of them. So I don't even fill those out anymore. It's a bunch of BS.
Yeah, I just mentioned it earlier. Don't fill those out in the malls, because once you get the information, they can log it, like you said, and they acquire this information and build a profile on you, and that's the worst thing you probably can do.
Hey, George, mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much for that call.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. And Michael, hold on the line. We're going to break for the news here, and then we're going to talk to Michelle Boone from Navy Pier, tell you about this great installation that's going in, and we're going to come back with Steve Burness in just a little bit as well, give away a few prizes too, and talk and continue our conversation about the top scams of 2018. Huge thanks to Michelle from Navy Pier, telling us about the beach. That sounds good right now, doesn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it's a little cold now.
Oh, my God. Today was kind of nice, but a high of 24 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know, we have to have skilling on next time, too.
Yeah.
Just these shifts, these 30 and 40 degree temperature shifts.
Yeah, you're right.
That should be a scam.
But we should go to Phoenix and do a remote broadcast.
Yeah, we should. From the Phoenician and play golf.
67, yeah, Phoenician.
Your friends at the Phoenician.
Phoenix, I'm sure, right now.
Oh, gosh. Is Orion there right now?
I don't know. Let's go find out.
He's a lucky guy, I know, right? Best station trip ever. We went to Phoenix for Orion's 80th birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Myself,
yeah.
Steve Cochran, I think Jimmy DeCastro, our producer Ann Johnsos, Dave Ennett, we all went and
that was a nice station trip. It's really nice town.
We enjoyed that. All right, so we're counting down the top 10 scams of 2018. Thanks for hanging on too, and thanks to all of our callers and texters for hanging on as well. The schedule got a little snarky tonight because of President Trump. We thought he was going to talk for a little bit longer than he did. He only spoke for 8 minutes, but I guess the good thing is there's not a national emergency.
There you go.
They're going to talk again tomorrow and hopefully continue to try to stop this government shutdown.
Hopefully.
Okay, so 10 Advance fee loan, 9 phishing, 8 counterfeit products. Number 7.
Fake check money orders. Scammers send a fake check and convince recipient to send fees or the balance of the overpayment back to them. So that usually happens when you buy something on Craigslist. They say, okay, you know, love to buy your guitar. Here, you ask for like $500 for it, and they'll send you a check for $1,000. Oh, I'm so sorry. Could you send me the money back in difference and wire the money back? And when you wire the money back, the check is counterfeit. And then you realize that you just gave out your own money, and the bank's going to say that money's counterfeit. Sorry, you owe us the money. So if anybody sends you a check for overpayment in any way, shape, or form, and they tell you to wire the difference back to them, and you put it in your bank, and you wait the 3 days to clear, that's the big misnomer.
Yeah.
I think consumers don't realize that, you know, as we all grew up, we always said 3 days that bank has to clear your account, your check that you put in. Yes, they do by federal law, but it can take up to 30 days for them to realize the check is a fraud. So you can put a counterfeit check in 3 days you look at your account, and it's cleared.
Oh.
And you think the money's all yours, so you wire the rest of the money out that they ask you to, and then 28 days later, your bank comes knocking on your door and saying, sorry, it's a counterfeit check. We want our money back, and you're liable, and you're responsible for putting a counterfeit check in.
Right. Don't send money back to anybody. And if you get a check, I actually knew someone, too, and you knew this person as well, mm-hmm. who got a fake check in the mail saying, hey, you've won something. Here's a check for you. And went to cash, and it was a fake check.
Right.
So I don't know if they were just trying to get information or what
depending on what they said. Sometimes they win, and it takes the bank 20 days to realize it's a fake check sometimes. So that can take a while for it to happen. So they want you to send money back to them or realize, give them your credit card number or something like that.
That's the most soothing text alert
was
I've
it?
Ever heard. Was that yours?
It was mine.
Does it go off when I say your name or Better Business Bureau?
It's tracking.
BBB.
Our media alerts
BBB.
Are BBB. Yeah, there you go.
It's just so soothing.
Right.
I want that as my alarm because I hate my alarm on my phone.
It scares you when
it's
you're
just awake. Jarring.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, probably because I don't want to be awake.
Yeah.
It is soothing. Number 7.
7, we just did 6.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, number 6.
Number 6. The envelope, please. Fake calls, emails claiming your service will be shut off unless you pay. And that's what utility companies. So if people's gas, you know, calls you and tells you that your gas is going to be turned off, you don't pay your bill, like now. People's Gas does not do that. You know, Comment does not do that and tell you in 30 minutes that you're going to shut your gas or electricity off, or NICOR. They don't do that, but that happens a lot. And the second part of that, which is more disheartening, is you got to knock at a door and you see this person has a Comet vest and
yes.
a badge, and we need to see your electricity in your basement, of course. So you take them downstairs, but you never lock the door again. The second person comes in and robs the house. So,
we talked about this last time. More and more people are using the doorbells,
right.
which have the
ring doorbell.
The ring doorbell,
right.
yeah, with the cameras on them. And they will, if they're from Peoples or Comet or a right. reputable utility company, they'll show you, well, they probably won't be knocking on your door, but if they do, they'll show you ID.
Right.
They'll maybe say, can you step outside, or, you know, can we have this
something
conversation?
Like that.
They won't ask to come in your house
right.
and go down and
they may
and
need to come in the house, but you call the
exactly.
Comet yourself. That's the most important thing. Don't let them in. Just say, wait, come on in and wait, because that's not good.
Right.
Is actually, if they're legitimate, they'll say, I'm going to call Comet, please stay. And if they're a scammer, they're going to run. If they're a con operation, they're going to run.
Yeah.
Or say, I'm going to call the police, and they're going to run.
Yeah.
Most times, they never call to ask you to, you know, they need your access to your house. Right away, or they don't call you on the phone. A lot of it's on the phone. We had a lot of businesses were called. It's not only a consumer issue. We had a hot dog place on southwest side of Chicago, and they got a call saying she just bought the restaurant. It was like a week into the restaurant. She spent all her hard-earned money. She got this call. She thought the person didn't pay the bill before her, that they were going to shut the electricity off in 30 minutes. So she quickly, you know, went to the store and got $500 worth of gift certificate or gift card and read the numbers to the scammer, and they stole the money right away from her on that. Tip off to the rip off on this one is they ask you to do something in 30 minutes or less.
Right. And the only thing you should do is get a pizza.
And
you won't even get a pizza.
You won't get a Domino's, maybe. That's about it. Yeah, but other roads are more than 30 minutes. But that's just so key. I mean, if anybody calls you up scaring you that you got to do something right away, that's usually the tip off to the rip off. They don't want you to think about it. They don't want you to do research. They don't want you to call your kids if you're an elderly. They don't want you to check with somebody. They want you just to go out there and never do anything unconventional in terms of payment. What I mean by that, if somebody calls you up and says, $500. You got to pay your electricity bill, but go get $500 gift certificates from Walmart. No, I mean that's unconventional, and you're not going to do it. Right. ComEd's not going to do that. Iris is not going to do that. You know, People's Gas is not going to do that and ask you to do that quickly.
No,
and it's a big problem, especially around the summer, springtime, and when they come around walking the streets and go, you know, neighbor to neighborhood. We've done many releases with news conferences with ComEd. They can't stop this problem. They had nothing to do with it.
Right.
You know, one of our people on our board from ComEd, she said at a flea market she saw their vest being sold.
Oh yeah, and they walk up and down the street, right. And again, and the tip off is, as we were saying before, is when they have IDs, right. And they turn the ID around.
Exactly.
Just has to see ID.
Right. Well, sometimes it can be fake too. You got to be very careful. I mean, there's fake IDs out there, and people don't know what to look for either. What do I look for? You know, I can't tell you. Everyone's different.
Right.
The best is not to let them in and call People's Gas, call ComEd, NICOR, and ask them, do you have a representative in the area that needs to come into my house?
Very simple. Do not let them in.
That's all it is.
House.
And tell your parents and grandparents.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing. That's when the elderly, because they're home. It's not because they're elderly. They're going to knock on any door. They don't care.
Right. Because
they don't pick on them. But the elderly seem to be home a lot more than the young generation. So that's why they pick on them. And unfortunately, they don't know about this. And my mom opened the door many times to people. You know, they weren't scammers, but she opened the door. They can do anything at that particular point. They can push the door, knock you over.
Mm-hmm.
But most times, they want to get you to the basement or to the back of the house.
So they can just steal.
Or hit your garage. Come outside. I'm so sorry. Hit your garage. Well, they don't lock the door when they go out, and the second person comes in and robs the
house. So don't let anybody in.
Exactly.
You have to be so careful. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a couple of calls here as we continue our conversation with Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. Michael, thank you so much for holding on. We're going to give you a pizza because you've been on hold for quite a while. So thank you for hanging on.
Yes, hello.
Hi there. You have a question for Steve?
Well, kind of like a relation and then a question if this is really true.
Sure.
So recently I was in Hawaii for about a week, and within that week's time I got, about 2 to 3 robocalls, and they were all related to businesses in Hawaii. And I've kind of figured out, because I've done tests not only in Illinois but other states with robocalls, by answering differently, to instead of doing like the hello keyword, by saying some words like aloha or Gemini or something else that would throw it off in a different language. In some reputable way, the answering machine or just the recorder itself will just stop for about a few seconds, try to probably process what was said, and it just hangs up instantly. No question, nothing else.
Hmm.
We hear a lot of those, those robocalls when they hang up, when they ask you a question or can you hear me? Those type of questions. We don't know what they're doing with this information. So, this one seems very odd in a different language.
It does.
The location services of your phone knows where you're at when you're answering that call. So, that's the problem,
that's
that they know where
thing.
You're in Hawaii because your location was probably on that. You were listed in Hawaii and it actually goes to the cell tower in Hawaii. So, it knows it pinpoints where you're at.
That's right. And that always scares me too. I always turn that off on my phone. If I take a picture, and then I post it, then someone knows pretty
where
much where
at.
I am.
And you're not at your house.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly. So, be careful. More with Steve Burness after this on 720 WGN. 935, 720 WGN. Thank you, Don. It's me, Andrea Darlis, here until 10 o'clock with you. Huge thanks to everybody who was on our panel tonight for the inauguration, the inaugural program of The Reporters. And we had Ryan Burrow, Anna DeVlantis, David Miranda, and Kim Gordon. And it'll be a podcast. You can listen to it in case you missed it at WGNradio.com. Our panel next week will be 1 week from today, 7 o'clock on Tuesday the 15th. We're talking now with Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau, counting down the top scams of 2018. And before the end of the program, you will want to be, we'll tell you when, but what do you think, seventh caller?
Seventh caller,
you have a very
sounds
unique
good.
Treat and a very unique gift from one of someone on your board and one of our great sponsors here, PermaSeal, at WGNradio.com. But let's take a few more texts. As I said, Steve, every time you come in, phone calls go crazy, the texters go crazy. This is a sad text, but I think it needs to be addressed. It's from the 224. My parents, who were in their 70s, recently got a phone call from a Medicare scammer that gave them all of their information, their social security numbers, and their birth dates. What do we do now?
There's really nothing you can. You just got to be very vigilant and watch. You know what I mean? What we suggest consumers do and put a freeze on their credit reports. It might be a good idea if they're not buying anything like a house or a car we advise consumers to do that now to prevent being a victim of identity theft, and it's free of charge. It used to charge you for that. So now recently, last year, a federal law passed that it's free of charge. So by freezing your credit, that allows they basically can't open any credit on your credit report or anything like that. You're basically freezing everything.
Okay.
So just that's probably the best thing. And be vigilant, because if
check every day. I mean, you can check your credit, not your credit score, but your credit cards.
Your credit cards on a daily, weekly basis. I have alerts on mine where if it's over $50, it alerts you by text.
Yes.
There's so many safeguards in place, but once a year, check your credit report at annualcreditreport.com, regardless if you have credit or not, because that's the first indication sometimes you've been a victim of identity theft. And since their parents' information was taken, it may not happen today. It might happen a week from today or a year from now,
depending
when the scammer wants to do it. Or that Target incident years ago, people are still alleging that their identity is getting stolen, been compromised so many years ago. You don't know when they're going to use it to their advantage. But again, consumers should really look about freezing their credits. We have a lot of information on the Better Business Bureau website. You can go to the Federal Trade Commission website as well, and explains how to freeze your credit. And that's a safe way. So you can't walk into a store and open a credit card anymore if your credit's frozen, which is good. You don't want anybody opening anything in your name unless you approve of it.
Absolutely. And again, please don't feel bad. No question is either wrong or silly. The next one on our list, number five, is one that I almost fell for, and I think we've all almost fallen for this scam. It's the IRS scam.
The IRS scam. It's been, I can't tell you how many years it's been going. It keeps going strong.
At least it's gone down to number five.
It's gone down. It was number one for
one
a couple years.
A
yeah, it was number for, I think, 3 years.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it still works because people continue to give their money. We had somebody late last year, I think it was $1,800 they lost recently to the scammer. And basically, they just call you, threaten you that you're going to be deported, you're going to lose your license. They scream at you. They say the police are down the street, they're going to arrest you. Anything to make you think that this is truly the IRS, and that if you don't get the money or go to the bank and wire money to them, that you're going to go to jail. And sometimes they try to keep you on the phone so you don't talk to anybody. I want to stay on the phone with you while you go to the bank and get the money out. So
don't do
IRS,
it.
Anybody's not going to call you and tell you that you're going to jail in 30 minutes. Again, that 30-minute tip-off rule, the tip-off to rip-off, the only thing in 30 minutes is buying a pizza. Anything else is a scam, and especially no bank, no organization, People's Gas, ComEd, all those great organizations don't call up and tell you got to do something in 30 minutes, and that's the scammers take advantage of that.
Don't you think people, though, do freak out because it is the IRS?
Right. And the phone says it. That's most times the phone says IRS 202.
Yes. And when it threatens you with jail.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was the day I've received this numerous times since then. And they do leave messages.
They do. Yep.
And I called you immediately, and you said, before I even told you what happened, you said you got the IRS scam because it was media day that day.
Right. There's like three or four media people called me that day. And it was early on when really people weren't aware of this
yet.
And it was like amazing that they hit all this. You know, I guess they were just going after media that day. It was just amazing. You guys must have been on a listening rant. Because I got calls from Channel 7, Channel 5, and then I knew as soon as you called, that's how I answered. I know you're not going to jail, Andrea.
I know. I said, wait, what? I said, how'd you know what I was even calling about?
Exactly.
So, those were scary. But IRS continued to make the list of the top 10 scams of 2018. All right, let's go to number four.
Text scams is number fourth on our list, the Better Business Bureau list. It's when you get calls, texts, or emails from a fake tech support agent. So Bill Gates is not going to call you and tell you that your computer has viruses in it and that you have to use our services in order to clean them up. You got to be very careful. We just did a Better Business Bureau research study late last year on tech support. It's getting to be $1 billion in scams. It's really getting out of hand. They're going after anybody that answers the phone, and sometimes they're able to lock your computers and put ransom on it. So unless you pay them in bitcoins or a wire transfer, they won't release your computer back to you. And it works. They know how to do this pretty successfully. And you remember about 2 years ago when the Southwest Suburbs Police Station got hit with
that
ransomware,
right.
And they actually had to pay the ransom money.
To get it released?
To get it released.
And did they release it?
They released it, You don't even know if they're going to do it. Yeah, but they did. The police department got their information back. And I believe it happened at the Dallas Police Department recently as well.
I think it was an episode of Grey's Anatomy, too.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, but I think I heard that. But no, I read that in the paper. But it's a big problem with tech support. report. No, somebody coming out of the blue and telling you something's wrong with your computer, that's a sign of a ripoff. Nobody's going to come out of the blue and do that. But people, make sure you got to have that virus protection on your systems and make sure you have it update. Just because you have it on there doesn't mean do any good unless you update it on a regular basis.
Kind of a question. This is maybe veering just a little bit, but we had a texter from the 847 ask us last hour about what about unsubscribing? And I think this kind of goes a little bit with it more just from the email, you know, and tech right. support, because, you know, we get bombarded with so many emails, and right. I will unsubscribe from a lot of these. Is it safe to unsubscribe?
It is safe if the organization is trustworthy. If it's not, no. What I mean by that, if you're unsubscribing to a bad operator or con operator or scam company, they know that it's a valid email, and they're going to start spamming you with more stuff. Your information is worth more because they know it's valid email. So if it's a bad company and you're unsubscribing from it, they know it's a live email.
Right.
If it's a legitimate organization like in a local store or a well-known store, that's fine. You can unsubscribe, and that's what you should do. But again, you gotta make sure it's a legitimate company, because if you don't subscribe to it, they know your email is live and they're going to go after you with more stuff. So
especially now after the holidays, you know, when we buy a lot of shopping, or do a lot of online shopping,
right,
and then immediately Target or Walmart, yes, or whoever, even if they're a big, major, awesome, right, reputable company, you'll get on the list and you think, I don't want all these emails. Right. I want to unsubscribe. But there's a limit to that, too. It only goes for 6 months or a year, even.
There's a limit on each. Everyone's different to some degree. You've got to read the privacy policy of the company, what they're going to do with your information. Some sell it to others.
No.
Some will follow you around the store using a location service. They know where you're at. It's best to not subscribe to those emails unless you really, really want those emails, because they can litter your box. Again, I had my email since day one when, you know, Gore invented the internet. I actually had my email exactly. I'm on every list imaginable. My
Are
spams,
really?
My spam filter has, you know, 300-400 emails a day. It's just, you can't keep up with the stuff.
I don't even check my spam anymore. You know how you used to be able to go to your spam, right, and see what was legit and what was not?
Yeah.
I just get so many emails, I never even check the spam.
It's too much, but I got good ones in there because they're spam. Microsoft and those others keep changing around the rules. So sometimes the good ones go in there, and you have to go in there and try to find one that
you don't email me back.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, Steve, number three.
Number three is debt collections, invoices, calls, or emails from fake debts. So people will call you up and say that you owe us money, you didn't pay your bills in 1980, and you got to pay us now, or you're going to jail, or you're going to lose your, we're going to tell your boss, we're going to tell your neighbor as well. The thing important to remember on this, if it's a valid debt, ask them for a validation notice.
Okay.
So they have to send you something in writing according to the federal law. They have to send you that you owe the debt, who owes it, how much, and things of that nature. They can't just say that you owe the money without supplying information if you ask for it. If you don't ask for it, you can just pay a debt that's not yours. How many times people have called us and said, oh, you know what, I paid this thing a month ago, I don't think I owed it.
Yeah.
Well, why'd you pay it? Well, they told me I was going to go to jail, you know, or those things. So if anybody calls you out of the blue and says you owe debt, which is fine. If you don't know that it is your debt and asking for a validation notice, and they have to send it to you that show you that it's a valid debt, and a scammer's not going to do that. You know what I mean? So,
and it sounds archaic too. I'm surprised it's number three, because
it keeps growing, because people are falling. I've been doing this for 31 years, as I said before.
Yeah.
These scams work, and they continue to tweak them a little bit. This has been around for as long as I can remember. My 31 years, I've known about debt collect scams, but they ebb and flow, so that the scam will go away a year from now, 2 years from now, and it'll come up again in 3 more years. You know, you can't tell. I've been doing this for so long. There's some new twist, but they're all the same. Stuffing envelopes has been around since the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Still see those ads. You can make $1,000 a week, right, stuffing envelopes.
You get off the exit of an
yes,
expressway, and they're all there lined up.
Right.
And people fall for it.
And you get firewood, too.
Right. You firewood.
The same people.
Yeah. Firewood. You burn it.
All so right. Debt collections, number three. All right. Let's do number two.
Number two is employment job offer scams. I can't tell you how many legitimate people go to websites of regular legitimate websites, and then the scammers are on there too, and they put their own ads on there just like the good companies do, and then they try to attract you as a job applicant, and they try to either get your information, ask you for your mother's maiden name, we need your social security number, we got to do a credit check on you, or we need your credit card to run a reference check or something like that, and they steal your money or your identity. It's just people, because you go to a legitimate website doesn't mean that somebody's not going to be there. It's not a fake company on that website or trying to steal your information or trolling that website.
So if you go to a company company and it says contact us or learn more about us or even employment opportunities, is it safe to apply for a job online through that website?
Yeah, if you know the company you're okay. dealing with. I'm talking about going to the job opening sites, okay. you know, the main ones. I'm not going to mention any names, but okay. the main ones that that have job openings all the time for all the different industries. When you right. Post your resume, well, guess what? The scammer sees that.
Yeah.
So they know you're looking for a job. Your email's on your resume, so they email you and say, hey, you know, I got this job, guaranteed job for you. You're hired tomorrow. You can make $100,000 tomorrow, you know, a year starting tomorrow. But I need your credit card. I need your something like that. Just because you go to a legitimate website that you know about, you trust, and is well known, doesn't mean the scammer is not there buying an ad and trying to steal the information from you.
Now, hypothetically speaking, you know, asking for a friend, if you will. So if you went to a certain website and accidentally typed in that you were looking for a certain kind of car and then received an onslaught of emails from car dealerships, right. is that legit? Is that not? Or did that person...
Well, it depends.
My good friend Rondria, did she?
Rondria,
did she just give out her information?
She gave out her information. Unfortunately, they sell okay. that stuff. Depending on what the company does, like I said, unless you read the privacy policy, you don't know what the company's doing with the emails. So we suggest not giving emails out or phone numbers, like the previous caller said. You know, filling out these simple sweepstakes cards. Once you give people information, what are they going to do with it?
I know.
It's a commodity, and they start selling it to others. Then you're, and they just keep it goes on and on and on from there. So it's best to deal with companies you only know and trust and give out limited information about yourself, including your email and your cell phone.
So I'm going to get a lecture,
aren't
I?
You're going to
get a lecture. Okay,
yeah.
As soon as we take a break here.
10:01.
The number
you're
one
going to the corner.
I bet I get a timeout at 10:01. As soon as we come back from the break, number one scam of 2018. And let's line up the call. Seventh caller is going to get a very special treat from Steve Burness, the Better Business Bureau, and PermaSeal after this on 720 WGN. WGN. We promised the seventh caller a special Happy New Year's treat from the Better Business Bureau and from PermaSeal. Jack is on the line. Hi, Jack. Congratulations. You're the seventh caller. Steve, do you want to tell him what he won? Oh, sorry. Let me turn you on first. There you go.
Sorry. I'd love to tell Jack what he won. So, as you know, the Better Business Bureau is about 9,500 accredited businesses, and PermaSeal Waterproofing Basement Systems is one of them. And in appreciation of their 40th anniversary, they are offering you a free camera of your sewer line as well as a free preventative maintenance service for your home. That's a $400 value for you.
Wow. Very nice.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Hey, congratulations. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
We appreciate your listen. Thanks to PermaSeal. Thank you to Roy and Laura. That's wonderful of them to do that in connection with your appearance and the releasing of the top 10 scams of 2018.
Exactly.
Can I get one of those too?
Yeah.
Because I really, by the way, and I get nothing for saying this, and I had PermaSeal come and check out my basement. Two leaks before that big, big rainstorm, remember about 3 months ago?
Oh, right. Yeah.
They came in the next day. Don was there. They did a wonderful job. No leakage.
No leakage. Good.
Wonderful.
Good.
So. Huge shout out to PermaSeal. We love you guys. Again, we get nothing for that. We're paying customers as well. All right, number one,
the big
scam.
Number one.
Here
is
we go.
Online purchases, fake websites.
Fake websites.
The experts have told us about 1.4 million websites are created every month. 1.4 million fake websites.
Holy cow.
So that tells you a lot that there's a lot of scam artists. There's a lot of great business out there, but there's a lot of bad businesses out there as well.
Okay, but how do you know if you're going into how do you know if you're on a fake website?
Well, that you can't tell sometimes the difference. I mean, you got to really look and see the URL and make sure it's a legitimate site. That's why you type in the information yourself. So we're talking a lot of these fake companies that don't even exist that they had to say they have these products. We had a big problem last month. We issued a big study on free trial offers. Where it's a billion-dollar scam that's going on right now where these celebrities are allegedly endorsing these products. And you got Judge Judy and you got Ellen DeGeneres saying, no, we did not endorse these products. And it's a free offer that, you know, you see these offers up. Pop up on your feed saying free, you know, free diet pills or colon cleansing, male enhancement drugs.
Right.
It's free. You know,
acai berry. Remember that one? That was a big one.
You just got to give us your credit card number for shipping charges. Well, the first one's month's free, but the big print Give It the Little Prince Taketh Away is that's when they start charging you a month, every month for the next year for different charges. And that's why these scams have gone into the $1 billion. And I think Ellen DeGeneres said it the best. If my lips aren't moving, I did not endorse that product.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I've seen, you could see some ads sometimes. Say it is Ellen, just right. Because we're picking on poor Ellen. But right. You should be wearing, she's very much for the animals. And, sure. You know, she right. Just opened that sanctuary, wildlife sanctuary in Africa. I could see her head photoshopped on certain products that they're trying to sell. And I'm thinking, I don't think she's endorsing those products.
Unless her lips, she said, unless her lips yes. Are moving, she did not endorse
and
them.
And it was not moving in that gif, let me tell you.
Judge Judy's a big problem with Judge Judy. They're using her likeness as well. And it's just amazing the amount of fake free trial offers are out there. So it's a big problem. A lot of fake online sites. Check them with the Better Business Bureau and do your research ahead of time and don't follow links.
So online purchases, fake websites, the number one scam of 2018. Thanks to everyone for all their questions and calls tonight. And everybody is a winner tonight. Anyone who called or texted can just send you a quick email and they get a free webcam cover.
We have free webcam cover. Instead of putting duct tape or a little post-it over your camera on your laptops or your iPads, the Better Business Bureau has webcam covers and it just covers your camera. If you need to use your camera, you just slide it and your camera will be accessible.
These
are great. So if you just go to the Better Business Bureau Chicago, Better Business Bureau website, my email is on there, sbernis@chicago.bbb.org. And before you buy or hire BBB, check it out before you donate.
BBB.org. One more question I want to get in before we go to the news and to Patty's show. Aaron and Wheaton had a question from the 630. How do you clear cookies on an iPhone? And we were talking about clearing cookies before and if you should click on accept the terms when right. You're trying to read a news story or a sports story. And I've been clicking yes because I want to read the story.
Exactly.
And you said just clear your cookies. But we know how to do it on the desktop.
Right.
You just go up to the history and clear it. But how do you do it on your phone?
Well, if it's an iPhone, I can only speak an iPhone. I've never done anything else. I only have iPhones. Go to your Safari settings. And it's your Safari settings. You have in there, you can turn things on and off. You can shut off all cookies. You can block pop-ups and things of that nature. So look under Safari on your iPhone, and you can clear your history there. The other phones, you just have to look in your settings button. And I don't know Samsung. I never had one, so I don't know how to do that, but I can tell you on iPhone because I have it. Just you can go on Google and just type in, how do I clear my cookies or on whatever phone you're on, and usually follow that link.
It's easy enough. And one more. We were talking. Oh, gosh. We always get these questions for you, fake IDs and fake caller IDs. And
sure.
So this is from the 312. Thank you for this segment. I really appreciate it. Can Steve explain to me on my landline, my caller ID showed my name and my landline number, but the telephone company couldn't explain. I do not use social media at all, and I don't use my iPhone to make any payments or deposits. The scam of numbers similar to mine have happened to me so many times, I don't answer anymore. Thank you so much. Is that what he should be doing?
Basically, don't answer the phone. That's all. Don't even answer unless you know the person. But like they said, I think you mentioned that their own name comes up on their caller ID. Well, the scammer knows that, and they're able to put your own name on there. People are freaking out. They think it's their own call. They'll answer that. So it's computer generated. So it sends the caller ID and sends the number it's calling at the same time, and that they're able to do. I'm hearing so many consumers telling me the same thing, that it really freaks them out when they even on call cell phone. It'll ring their own cell phone number. It'll say their name.
Oh, I'm calling me.
You're calling me. And so they're intrigued. They're like, who's on this line? It doesn't make any sense. And they call the phone company. The phone company's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
But
And even being, like you said before, on the do not call list doesn't help.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it helps, but...
It does, because the do not call list is legit, and it's run by legit people.
Right, the FTC. Right,
exactly, yeah. Right. Well, in most cases, yeah.
Right, most
cases. But they're not, you know, they're not the scammers.
Right, the scammers don't care. You can put on anything you want. The scammers want your money. They don't care, and they're not going to follow the laws and regulations. They're con people, you know what I mean? They're going to try to separate you from your money. But my biggest frustration before we leave is that people don't check the offer out ahead of time. Go to our website, find out about the company. We have Scam Tracker. If you get a call from IRS, that's all you have to do is go to the Better Business Bureau's Scam Tracker, put in IRS, and it tells you all the scams associated with the IRS. So if you do see something a little fishy, go to the Scam Tracker on the Better Business Bureau website. It's like Santa Tracker. We follow the scams.
I love the Santa Tracker.
Yeah, I do too.
That's
I still
okay
look
to click
for
on,
it.
Right? Sure,
yeah.
Click on
you
that.
You still click on that. But
clear my cookies.
Right, just doing your research. My biggest frustration is people call me after time. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, the woman lost $100,000 in Omaha.
Oh, God.
It would have took me 2 seconds to tell her no. no, don't do it. But she called us after she lost $100,000,
right,
when it was too late. So that's my biggest frustration, my 31-year career at the BBB, is don't call us after. Call us ahead of time. And if you need a waterproof or you need an automobile dealer, we can be a referral agency for them and free of charge. We're a nonprofit organization that does that service.
And again, shoot you an email and you get a BBB webcam cover.
Webcam cover. Say we listen to the show and I'll gladly give out any webcam covers that calls me.
When in doubt, BBB it.
There you go. I'd love to hear it.
Steve Burness, thank you so
much. My pleasure. It's always
a
pleasure.
We'll
love the callers.
Month.
Love all your callers.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we'll see you next month. You're going to come
be
in
here
for
next month
monthly
with a
visit.
New prize from a different company.
Yes. All right. And congratulations to Jack. And thank you so much for listening to Andrea and the Reporters, our debut show, which was tonight at 7 o'clock. Thanks again to our panelists, Ryan and Kim and David and Anna DeVlantis. We had a great time with you. It'll be podcast at WGNRadio.com.